O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Rise up, O God, maintain your cause. Deliver us from the endless ruins. Psalm 74, verses 1 to 3 and verse 9. O God, why have you utterly cast us off? Why is your wrath so hot against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation that you purchased long ago, the tribe you redeemed to be your inheritance, and Mount Zion where you dwell. Turn your steps toward the endless ruins. The enemy has laid waste everything in your sanctuary. How long, O God, will the adversary scoff? Will the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Rise up, O God, maintain your cause. Deliver us from the endless ruins. A reading from Acts chapter 20, verses 1 to 16. After the uproar had ceased, Paul called the disciples to himself, embraced them, and departed to go to Macedonia. Now when he had gone over that region and encouraged them with many words, he came to Greece and stayed 3 months. And when the Jews plotted against him as he was about to sail to Syria, he decided to return through Macedonia. And Sophater of Berea accompanied him to Asia, also Aristarchus and Secundus of the Thessalonians, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy, and Titus, and Trophimus of Asia. These men going ahead waited for us at Troas. But we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and in 5 days joined them at Troas, where we stayed 7 days. Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart for the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. There were many lamps in the upper room where they were gathered together. And in the window sat a certain young man named Euctus, who was sinking into a deep sleep. He was overcome by sleep, and as Paul continued speaking, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went down, fell on him, and embracing him says, "Do not trouble yourselves, for his life is in him." Now when he had come up, had broken bread and eaten, and talked a long while, even till daybreak he departed. And they brought the young man in alive, and they were not a little comforted. Then they went ahead to the ship and sailed to Assos, where intending to take Paul on board, for so he had given orders, intending himself to go on foot. And when he met us at Assos, he took him on board and came to Mytilene. We sailed from there and the next day came opposite Chios. The following day we arrived at Samos and stayed in Trollilium. The next day we came to Miletus, for Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus so that he would not have to spend time in Asia, for he was hurrying to be in Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Rise up, O God, maintain your cause. Deliver us from the endless ruins. Listen to these words from the Shepherd of Hermas, whose second century writings was cherished by the early Christians. You know that you who are God's servants are living in a foreign country, for your own city-state is far away from this city-state. Knowing then which one is to be your own city-state, why do you require fields, costly furnishings, buildings, and frail dwellings here? Instead of fields, buy for yourselves people in distress in accordance with your means. It is far, far better to buy this kind of field, property or building, which is quite different and which you can find again in your own city when you come home. This extravagance is beauty and holy. It brings no grief and no fear. It brings nothing but joy. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. As we draw near to you, God, would you draw near to us? Teach us to pray. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. I rejoice in God's character today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 36. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Spirit, we ask you to fall again on people. Fall on the global church afresh today. We ask you to bring to mind different churches within our own community that we can pray for now. Father, we pray that you build our expectations in all that you can and are doing within our own communities. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Help us not to live for the next high, the next dramatic moment of awareness of your presence. Show us where we can share your presence in the normality of this day. We are encouraged that we are not alone, but that Jesus promised in Acts 1 that we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on us, and we will be witnesses to the ends of the earth. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, apart from you, our fragile lives would crumble into ruins. Sustain us by your mighty power and help us rebuild our lives among those who have no home to call their own. The poor of heart and pocket, the homeless, the hungry, the unattended sick, and the imprisoned. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.